today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program, today's special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Thursday, is the 17th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For each episode of today's special, we choose one verse or two verses from the Holy Quran to listen to. Today we'll listen to chapter Baqarah, verse 231.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا طلقتم النساء فبلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو سرحوهن بمعروف ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ
And when you divorce women and they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to reasonable terms or release them according to reasonable terms, and do not keep them intending harm to transgress against them. And whoever does that has certainly wronged himself. And do not take the verses of Allah in jest, and remember the favor of Allah upon you and what has been revealed to you of the book and wisdom by which He instructs you. And fear Allah and know that Allah is knowing of all things.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse, following the subject of the previous verse, states some limits that Islam has legislated upon divorce in order to prevent some disregards unto the rights and honor of women. The verse indicates that during the waiting period, even if there is only one day remained from that term, man is allowed to return to his wife and retain her with the purpose of living together sincerely. But if the circumstances are not favorable, he can set her free. Divorce from Islamic viewpoint, the moral obligations of both women and men have been explicated in detail in various books on ethics. Islam has also anticipated the need for a team of arbitrators to resolve the disputes of spouses and preclude divorce. This term consists of two mediators, one chosen by the wife's family and one by the husband's. They may be of the couple's family or unrelated. In order to bring about reconciliation, the team of arbitrators arranges a meeting with the wife and husband. They unearth the problem, hear out both sides with fairness and advice in friendship and love, each person regarding their mistakes and shortcomings. They remind each of the spouses of their responsibilities. Then they enjoin the couple to forgiveness, tolerance, observance of marital duties, and determination to fortify the holy institution of their marriage and family. They also warn them of the detrimental effects of discord and separation. In this manner, they restore harmony among the pair.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, our topic is going to be concerned with divorce in Islam. It must be indicated that this kind of getting adjoined with each other, I mean the wedlock or marriage, we find that in it, according to scientists, according to psychologists, biologists, sociologists, and experts of education, it's known that, it's through wedlock and marriage that the couple becomes stronger and stronger. The French biologist and scientist Alexis Carrel indicated that biological rules and, processes in the world of creation, like the rules and formulas that govern the movement of stars and celestial bodies, they are very strict and really inflexible. How will we find that when two persons are united by marriage, and when they get disjoint, when they get divorced from each other, each party, each side, will start behaving in a very, very unfavorable and questionable way. This is because the world of creation, the nature, has been built based on the law of marriage, the law of loving each other, the law of being very much attached to one another. And when this love, this warmth in life, all kinds of attraction, when this warmth becomes gets lessened and lessened until a divorce happens, we find that this psychological or emotional or attitudinal void should be filled in another way. And it's from this moment on that we find that some sexual attractions reveal themselves, in another and unfavorable and unnatural ways. The same holds true regarding, both a man and woman, no difference. But for each one in its particular form.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Child custody is one step to an Islamic divorce. In the event of divorce, children often bear the most painful consequences. Islamic law takes their needs into account and makes sure that they are cared for. The financial support of any children, both during a marriage or after divorce, rests solely with the father. This is the children's right upon their father, and courts have the power to enforce child support payments if necessary. The amount is open for negotiation and should be in proportion with the husband's financial means. The Quran advises the husband and wife to consult each other in a fair manner regarding their children's future after divorce. You can find this concept in chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verse 233. This verse specifically holds that infants who are still nursing may continue to breastfeed until both parents agree on the period of weaning through mutual consent and counsel. This period should define any co-parenting relationship. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu,
Allahu, Allahu, Allah. As I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I, knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
Allahu alladhi yahdina jami'an, Allahu alladhi na'tiz bihi jami'an.
IRIB English Radio invites you to listen to today's special. Now we'll look at one tip to cope and move forward. Think positively. It may sound like a cliche, but the power of positive thinking is exactly what it says, powerful. It can be difficult in the beginning, especially if you are struggling with divorce depression. However, with practice, you can train your brain to see the positive side of things, and that can help you adjust to your new life better than just about anything else. Note that if children are involved, this is an especially important part of the equation. As a parent, you want to model behavior that demonstrates healthy ways to overcome difficult times in life. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
Criticizing, spying, and praying into the lives of the divorcees. Every time they travel, why did they travel? Who are they traveling with? Why is she traveling? There are sins Allah forgives, and there are sins Allah will not forgive until that person in the Day of Judgment, you have to face them. You accuse this person. You made up fictitious tales and stories and lies about this person. Go and seek their forgiveness. Do I want to put myself in that position? And not only the one who states those stories, but the one who listens also shares. Just like if you hear the Quran, you share the thawab. You hear the majlis, you share the thawab. You hear the ahadith, you share the thawab. Just like you hear the ghiba, you share the iqab. Just like you hear the buhtan and the namima and the accusation and the lies, you share the punishment and the sin. And we have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Why we prayed into the lives of people, why we looked into their lives, and even if they made mistakes, even if they were sinful, Is it my business to go after them and to expose them?
Dear friend, inshallah, we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
I know that I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before, but it hurts just like a thorn, a pain I've never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. My mind said, don't be a fool. I need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know when my heart will take me, but I know your light will protect me from this fragile world.